This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we're getting a report now that Ebola is, quote-unquote, racing out of control, according to officials. We'll talk about that. I hate having bad news. We'll also talk about how I think we're going to see a revolution soon when it comes to air travel. Apparently, it's starting to get nastier and nastier. People fighting, and we have a 10 commandments of air travel. If you follow these in-flight rules, you may not have passengers hating you. Personally, I think maybe a revolution is due when it comes to the airlines and all the crap they're making us put up with. So we'll talk about that. Then a concern about pesticides and causing unexpected allergic reactions and some of them bad. We're going to talk about that. Also, apparently, there's a type of nap you could take. It's called a coffee nap. That is supposed to, that's a quote-unquote coffee nap, is supposed to give you one of the best rest that you can have. Who knows? The hacker behind the nude celebrity leak, from what we understand, is on the run. We had a girl, a little five-year-old girl, who got trapped in a washing machine. So, as you can see, we've got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Before we talk about Ebola, we really got to talk about what's going on with air travel. We're hearing more and more people fight. And I guess this knee defender prompted a lot of media attention of what's going on. I guess it's this little something that you could put to protect your knees so when somebody reclines and falls, you know, it won't fall back into you, and it prevents the person in front of you from reclining. And so people have gotten into fights. Apparently, at least three planes have had to land because there was a fight on a plane between passengers. And you see, how I look at it is traveling now on an airplane is extremely uncomfortable. And remember, I have to go back east a lot. I have to head to New York in a couple weeks again. And you know, sometimes JetBlue will do the flight in about 4 hours and 15 minutes. But you're basically on that plane for about 5 full hours on a good trip. That's assuming there's no delays. All right? I'm at the point now where I only want to do direct flights. I do not even want to put up with connecting flights because I cannot stand being on a plane any more than I have to. It is extremely difficult. Now, it wasn't that bad when my kids were smaller. So what I would do is I would get a row of three, I would be with the kids, and at least I would have a little bit of more room, all right? I could, you know, use some of their space, but now my kids, I mean, you know, one is already 5'9", you know, close to 200 pounds, a lot of muscle. We got the other one that likes to stick his feet on my side, and he's already about 5 feet, and it's starting to really get uncomfortable. When I have to fly without my kids, I'm sitting next to strangers, and you don't realize how much you are rubbing up against the stranger. Your arms are touching, your shoulders are touching, your legs are touching. Why is that? You know, and I'm not sitting next to any perverts. It's just there's no room. And you may, when you first sit down, go sitting all prim and proper with good posture, knees together. But by about the third hour, you start to kind of, you know, you start to kind of, you know, relax a little bit, or you fall asleep, and so your leg starts to move over, you know, 2 inches, and now you're basically doing footsie with the person next to you. It is extremely uncomfortable. We're seeing lots of gropings. Apparently, some people get turned on by somebody next to them. okay, that close. And because nobody's watching and everybody is all cramped together in a cattle car, they think they could, you know, do a touchy-feely and no one's going to notice. You know, this is not proper. I wonder if even health departments are going to get involved or OSHA, because I don't see how being that compacted in coach is safe. And then remember last year we heard one of the airlines wants to take out space from one of the bathrooms and add three more rows? Three more rows? The bathroom's already tiny. How are they going to do that? Well, because it's getting more and more expensive to fly, not to mention what we're paying. I mean, I can understand if I'm paying $99 to fly to New York, I can understand how I'm doing a cheapo flight okay. But if we're dropping $500 and here we are getting felt up or molested, this is ridiculous. So anyway, I read this. It's called The Ten Commandments of Air Travel. Okay? So you don't get people mad at you. Don't use knee defenders. All right, because it doesn't allow people from leaning back. Here's my thing: it's not the row in front of you's fault. It really isn't. So you don't have room. You gotta let them recline. Okay, I mean obviously if they don't recline, they're gonna complain. You know, and obviously people can see. Obviously people can see the fact that you have the knee defender on it. So they recommend not to do that. All right. They also recommend when you do recline, don't just throw it back. When I get mad at somebody, I'll do that. I'll very passive aggressively throw the seat back. What I do like with my kids is first of all, I warn them. I go, I'm going to recline my kid's seat. We're going to go slow. I don't want to knock over your coffee or anything. We're going slow and I'm really nice about it and I'm really slow. And I even apologize to the people behind me. I mean, it's not their fault. It's not my fault, but it's miserable. All right. Remember during meal service, the person behind you can't eat their meal when you're reclined. Those stupid tray tables, it's ridiculous. All right? The armrest. Nobody knows who gets the armrest. Nobody knows whose it is. Basically, it's the one by the window, and then everybody does that side, whether it's the left or the right. So you really only have one armrest. That's about it. Maybe the person on the aisle gets both armrests. But just don't plan on armresting. Plan on holding your shoulders across your chest so nobody grabs your boobies. Don't try to cut in line when you're trying to board the plane. Don't have the biggest, fattest carry-on so nobody gets to put their carry-on in there. Try not to fart. That's a biggie. When you're in the bathroom, try to do number one if you can. You know, and, you know, let people look out the window. It makes the row look bigger. But honestly, when are we going to revolt against the airlines? Because this is ridiculous. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 29th, 2014, gold opened at $1,287.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,334.47, $667.23 for a half ounce, or $333.62 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,334.47, $667.23, and $333.62.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver are going
going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You're probably starting to see a lot of this toast and a 20. It's something I'm doing locally, and hopefully we'll be able to expand nationally, where we're trying to raise money for a pediatric clinic. And the Ice Bucket Challenge was awesome and very, very successful, even though it was never planned to be. And we don't want to do anything like the Ice Bucket Challenge. That deserves to go to ALS. They did a great job with that. However, we did notice that my fundraising team noticed that a lot of people loved videotaping themselves, you know, doing something for a charity. So we just came up with this toast and a 20, and we're already starting to see videos pop up of people toasting to this free pediatric clinic to help kids and donating a 20. It was light. Not a lot of money. I didn't think it was going to go, and it already started to go viral, and I'm so, so excited about it. So for those of you that want to post the toast out of 20 for the free pediatric clinic we are building, email me at drdahlia.com. I would love it. I would love your video. I want to give it to some of the new stations when they kind of show, all the YouTubes of people doing this. And it's a great idea, and it's for a good cause. If your particular city needs help in building a pediatric clinic, let me know, because I'd love to help you guys in doing that too. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so according to officials, they are saying Ebola is out of control. You wonder what's so frustrating is we're getting our news from the media that we currently have. You know, where do you go to get the news that you need to hear? You know, I turned on the news today trying to figure out, okay, what's going on? Is anybody going to bullet it, you know, just bullet send me what I need to know? And it was all about back and forth on what the Democrats and the Republicans are doing on ISIS. Now, I understand that is a huge, huge concern, especially with the latest beheading. And I want us to come up with a plan. I think no plan is stupid. I want us to come up with a plan. But again, it was all a bunch of commentary. I'm turning on the news, and these are the main news stations, CNN and Fox, and both sides are just, it's commentary. Okay? Yeah, I understand discussion, but remember, that's what talk radio is for. Let us do that. Let us talk radio folk handle that. News people, we need the news, and we need the news untainted, unbiased, and without your opinion. All right? I mean, Carol Costello, CNN in the morning, she's a very good anchor, but I just don't want her opinion. Just tell me the news. All right? I want to look at you, get the news, and move on. That's why I watch a lot of local news, like Fox 5 in the morning and stuff, because I just need my news. Yeah, if every now and then you want to throw a quick joke in there, that's fine. But please, keep your opinions to yourself. We don't care if you like Obama or you don't like Obama. I don't care. And because they're wasting all this time on commentary, we have no idea what's going on with Ebola. You know, and which news stories are getting the top notch. Like Gaza, when Israel started to fight with Gaza, we didn't hear about that for a good week or two. And then all of a sudden we heard about it. All right, and then it stopped. Okay, and then meanwhile, we're getting these bits and pieces of Ebola. We're trying to figure out here in America, what are we supposed to do? And so I understand, you know, okay, well, you listen to me, Dr. Dahlia, for help. You'll listen to, you know, Rush Limbaugh for right-wing politics. You'll listen to Alan Combs for left. But why can't we just have one place for news? Just give us the real news, okay? No commentary. Let us talk radio folk handle the commentary. So anyway, according to USA Today, they said the Ebola outbreak in West Africa is, quote-unquote, racing ahead of efforts to control it. They think controlling the epidemic is going to cost at least $600 million. Right now, we are hearing 3,500 people have been infected with Ebola. Now, yesterday, we had gotten a number of 1,900. So now they're saying 3,500. But with more than 1,900 deaths. Apparently, yesterday's report said something like 1,600 deaths and 1,900 people infected. Now we're hearing from the World Health Organization, 3,500 people have it and 1,900 deaths. We're also hearing from the World Health Organization that they expect 20,000 cases. And they think it could take 6 to 9 months to contain. According to Margaret Chan, the general of the World Health Organization, says we do need a major response. The World Health Organization has outlined a roadmap to controlling it that would cost $490 million. Unfortunately, affected countries like Sierra Leone, Liberia, Nigeria, Senegal now has some cases. Apparently, they don't have enough money or resources to combat the disease. We're hearing about food shortages. We're hearing about rising inflation. We're hearing about lack of industry to these places. And as their economies are getting hurt, you know, people think, well, one person has Ebola there, I'm going to avoid the whole country. It's hurting their economy. And it's because we just don't know. We're getting our news from people that are in between doing jabs about this and that. And it's like, okay, can somebody please report what's going on? They say affected countries don't have the resources to fight the disease. The hospitals don't have enough beds. They aren't enough ambulances. All right. They say basic needs are being met in the hardest hit countries, etc. Apparently, there's supposed to be an emergency meeting in Geneva Thursday and Friday by the World Health Organization to discuss treatments. We know there's a vaccine trial going on in Great Britain. We know some American companies are working on trying to produce treatment. All right. But not to the wide scale that we need. And this is just an absolute cluster. Now, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has signed a $25 million 18-month contract with MAP Biopharmaceutical of San Diego to speed up development of ZMAP. Now, ZMAP was the experimental drug that was given to some already Ebola patients, the two Americans, and thank God it worked. So we're pretty impressed with the ZMAP, all right? It was a last-ditch effort, even though it was only tested in mice, and thank God it worked, all right? However, a Spanish priest and Liberian doctor who did receive the ZMAP, unfortunately, had died. Now, there's another doctor who unfortunately was affected with Ebola, and this is interesting news. According to Fox News, the latest doctor who contracted Ebola was working with outpatients in 100-degree temperatures. He couldn't tolerate wearing his protective gear, and he took off his protective gear when he was in an obstetrics unit. Dr. Jeff, the doctor is unidentified right now. They say doctors and other healthcare workers often do not wear protective gear in the general part of the hospital. There's no air conditioning in the general part of the hospital. So you have the humidity because it's near the equator. You have the high temperatures. Many of the doctors and healthcare workers, they just can't function. So they're in the gear. So they take off the gear. And so, it's bad. I was asked by one of the news outlets, you know, is this just a whole bunch of sensationalizing? You know, is the media trying to make a story that isn't there? And I'm like, no, this is serious, people. This is serious. All right? And how could I tell it's serious? Because I understand viruses. I understand Ebola. That is some scary stuff. And I understand that it's happening in not the most ideal part of the country where they have phenomenal quarantine measures. Now, this concerned me, all right? This article comes from the Washington Post. It's West Africa's line of defense against Ebola, the thermometer. The thermometer, that's our best line of defense right now, all right? Apparently, there are temperature checks for travelers in West Africa. And now it is the frontline last-ditch defense for containing the spread of Ebola. So people are getting their temperature taken. They say some nations like South Africa has opted to close their borders to people from Ebola-afflicted countries. Many airlines have stopped flying to the places. Last week, Air France halted flights to Liberia and Sierra Leone. Brussels Air stopped and then restarted flights. British Airways announced a brief moratorium on flights. You know, that's the other problem, too. The more we cut off the parts of the country that have this, all right, that doesn't make it better by any means, all right, because you need to get in there. We need to knock this out, right? Just like ISIS, okay, you got to get in there and you knock it out. You don't play in kitten glove, all right, and hope you control it. You don't control it. You knock it out, okay? We have got to knock this virus out. We have to isolate anybody who's at risk, close off certain parts, and allow the rest of the country to live. And allow the rest of the country to get resources. And I don't see that happening. Now remember, fever is one of the earliest signs of Ebola. So, there's a 21-day, anywhere between a 2 and 21-day incubation period. So, right now they're checking people to see if they have temperature. If they have temperature, they're probably moving to quarantine. Anything higher than 100.4 degrees. 1-877-DOCTORALLY, 1-877-DOCTORALLY.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we have some breaking news. They say the third doctor that had been infected, the third U.S. healthcare worker, is actually a Massachusetts doctor, and he has been identified as Rick Sacra. Rick Sacra was the 51-year-old doctor who was treating a pregnant woman in the hospital in Monrovia, Liberia, when he was infected. He was the one that we had just talked about that had taken off his hazardous protective gear because of the heat and the conditions of high humidity and heat. All right. Hopefully right now he's getting treatments. He immediately isolated himself after he was showing signs and symptoms of Ebola. I know there was some concern that, by the time the doctor figured this out, did he unfortunately infect others? Remember, right now it is only supposed to be transmitted through bodily fluids. So as long as he didn't kiss any patients or, and he at least used gloves, etc., all right, I'm sure it's as fine as it can be. Okay, I know it's so scary. All right, 1-877 Doc Dolly. Let's try to find some good news here. This is very interesting. I posted this on my Twitter and Facebook page. A Brazilian man born with upside down head defies odds to become a public speaker. You have got to see this video, and you need to see him. This was a Brazilian man who was born with several severe disabilities, including an upside-down head. He has limited use of his arms and legs. His name is Claudio Vieira de Oliveira. Apparently, doctors told his mother to stop feeding him because he would not be able to survive. Can you imagine being told not to feed your baby? That's ridiculous. And people said he was going to die because he could barely breathe. Instead, the family made adjustments so Claudio could actually maneuver around without getting hurt. He is now 37 years old. Doctors diagnosed him with congenital arthrogryposis, which is a condition where a person is born with contractures or joints permanently fixed in a bent or straightened position. So, his hands are in a position that he can't move. His neck is in a position. His neck is completely hyperflexed to the point where his head is upside down. Claudio's doctors believe he has multiple joint contractions in his legs and arms, preventing him from extending properly. The condition is thought to be associated with decreased movement or limited space in utero, connective tissue disorders, maternal illness, or some rare genetic syndrome. He actually began walking on his knees at age 8. He was not able to use a wheelchair because of his shape. He begged his mother to attend school with other children. The mom said they never tried to fix him and always wanted him to do the normal things everyone else does. He uses a pen held in his mouth to type because, remember, his neck, his head is completely backwards. His chin is up and the forehead is down. Gotta see this. This man is amazing. He learned to use phones and a computer mouse, so he was able to succeed in school. He even attended State University de Feira de Santana and is also an accountant. He is now becoming a public speaker. He says, throughout my life, I was able to adapt my body to the world. Right now, I don't see myself as being different. I am a normal person. Good for him. Wow. I see people complain all the time about their situation. And I mean, sometimes I have a pity party myself. Okay. But, you see somebody like this able to do what he's doing. Bravo. All right. We had a man with a 100-pound scrotum in Las Vegas who unfortunately died. We have another man now, a Michigan man with a 100-pound scrotum, who reportedly underwent surgery in California to remove the mass. Dan Maurer, 39 years old of Burlington, had scrotal lymphedema for 5 years. It causes the scrotum to grow abnormally large because of blocked vessels in the lymphatic system. It doesn't drain the fluid in the area, so it just grows and grows and grows. His scrotum had grown to a size that made it impossible for him to work or walk more than 40 feet at a time without constant pain. He had given up hope, and luckily there's a Dr. Joel Gelman from the Center of Reconstructive Urology at the University of California, Irvine, that said, come on down. He had started a GoFundMe campaign, and that allowed him to raise money for the procedure. He says, my surgery is in 2 hours, so this might be my last post. I love you all. Well, he made it. and good for him. I know I want to cheer you guys up. We should be able to cheer you guys up with that, okay? We have two people who have it worse than we do, and they're doing well, thank God. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, marijuana. We're going to start to see more and more and more studies about marijuana. This latest is on how alcohol and smoking marijuana at the same time can cause a variety of harmful consequences for teens. Researchers analyzed data from 2007 to 2011 of 7,400 U.S. high school seniors who said they had used alcohol or marijuana at least once. The investigators found that drinking alcohol was associated with more unsafe driving, damage to relationships with friends and romantic partners, and regret about actions while under the influence of alcohol. On the other hand, marijuana use was tied more often to worsening relationships with teachers and supervisors, less energy or interest, poor job or school performance. According to the study, they said nearly half of high school seniors have used marijuana in their lifetime. Over two-thirds have used alcohol. Oh, expect that to go up. But few studies have compared what actually was the outcome. They say the most alarming finding was the degree to which drinking was tied to reckless and unsafe driving compared to non-drinkers. Apparently, these drinkers were 13 times more likely to report that their alcohol use has led to unsafe driving, but also marijuana users. Marijuana users reported three times more unsafe driving, and again, expect that to go up. Apparently, there was some regret, so that's good. Okay, you know, rather than the kids saying, "You're too old to talk to me, leave me alone, you know nothing," or in the 80s would say, "You're a maximum Zoom dweeb," they didn't say that. Some of them actually had regret. The researchers noted that growing support for marijuana legalization in the United States has led to debate whether marijuana is safer than alcohol, all right, and other substances. Again, when it comes to driving, this is going to be the monkey wrench or the thorn in the paw or whatever you call it. All right. We have no idea. We have no studies on what's going on with driving. Now, from what I know is they are. I don't know if it's the National Transportation Safety Board, but somebody is looking into studying what is happening when it comes to driving and what data do we have. But, all right, what if we have data that says, guys, you know, this really leads to unsafe driving. Many of these fatal car accidents are people under the influence of marijuana. All right, because usually they will drug screen. So, I mean, we have the data somewhere. We just need somebody to pull the data together. All right, because if they drug screen anybody in a fatal accident, all right, then we have the data somewhere. I mean, we've had computers around for 30, 40 years that kept that kind of data. So we should be able to utilize it. This is going to probably be where you're going to have some of us going, now, wait a second, okay, can we, before we legalize marijuana throughout the place, you know, handle the whole driving issues? Or we'll have people say, no, this is the coolest thing, our economy needs it, Colorado's making a lot of money, you know, many California cities are making a lot of money, we need to help our economy, let's do it. And I think it's going to legalize too quickly. I think it's going to legalize before we know what the hell to do with it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Dr. Dahlia Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Where I live, we're starting to see a lot more scorpions. You know, it's crazy. I'm hearing of these little, communities in Las Vegas, Nevada where we're getting these bark scorpions. And these bark scorpions, they climb. They could be very poisonous. They come in with the palm trees, but I'm confused because we've had palm trees in Vegas for a while, brought in from Arizona. Why all of a sudden now, we're seeing all these croppings of scorpion problems in some communities. So we are upping pesticides. I know we're doing that in our area. We're also trying to convince our neighbors to use pesticides too because, we need these scorpions to find another place to live. I don't know where we need to tell them to go, but just away from us. Okay? They could just go hide in the desert somewhere. We have a beautiful city. Leave us alone. Well, we have a study coming out of Time Magazine discussing how pesticides could be causing these unexpected allergic reactions. It's being published in the Annals of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. They say this is the first report that links an allergic reaction to fruits treated with antibiotic pesticides. Even though that has nothing to do with scorpions, I just brought up scorpions because they're on my mind. Okay? The study looked at a patient who suffered from anaphylactic shock after eating a blueberry pie. Let me see if I have that story. That was a shame. There was a girl who had a blueberry pie. I don't know if I could find it. Darn. Anyway, she had not been allergic to any of the ingredients, and then all of a sudden, she went into anaphylactic shock. They tested her, they tested the pie, and they thought that it was streptomycin. Now, streptomycin is used in orchards, and they think she had a streptomycin reaction. Now, the use of these pesticides are legal, all right, and the FDA is trying to regulate them. Some of these pesticides are illegal in Europe, but here, we're back and forth on what's safe, what's not safe, what we need to do for our fruit and vegetables, etc. And you start to see a huge movement in the organic industry. The big problem we have with organics, obviously, is the price. So, we're in still a horrible recession. I don't know about you guys where you live, but we are. And, we just can't come home with a little baby bag and spend $100-some on groceries. Now, this girl had lived in Canada, and streptomycin is an antibiotic, right? The myosin family. She is allergic to milk, but the pie didn't have any milk. So the streptomycin that they use is to help, prevent bacteria infection of these foods. And, bacteria cause damage big time, when it comes to that. Any sort of parasite, pathogen, and streptomycin is something they've used for years when it comes to our food supply. Unfortunately, streptomycin reactions are there. I'll have a patient that comes in and, they'll be allergic to streptomycin. I go, huh, I don't usually prescribe streptomycin. When did you get streptomycin? They go, oh, no, it was on my food. So I don't know if they have a way where you could screen. I don't know if you could go to an allergist and see if you're allergic to streptomycin. I'm sure you could. But that's something I'm considering recommending with all kids to see if we could do some allergy panel to see if you're allergic. Here's the problem, though. If you've never been exposed to something, you won't go into anaphylactic shock a lot of times. It's once you get the antibodies. And sometimes it's very, very difficult to predict if your body is going to go through this whole anaphylactic thing. So I strongly urge, if you have no idea what your kid is allergic to, try to talk to an allergist and find out what you can do. The kid's not eating grandma's pie, and then grandma feels all guilty. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Even though, I have to be honest, it's kind of nice to make grandma feel guilty, especially since she was the one making us feel guilty, most of our lives. But that's a whole other story. All right. If you want to take a nap, they say drink a cup of coffee before your nap. It is called the coffee nap. When you're awake, this is according to MNN.com, the coffee nap works based on how caffeine and sleep interact with a molecule called adenosine. When you're awake, neurons produce adenosine. It's a byproduct of cell activity, and this buildup of the molecule contributes to you getting tired. When you consume caffeine, it passes into the bloodstream and eventually reaches the brain, where, because it looks similar to adenosine, it fits into the adenosine receptors and blocks some of them. So, sleep removes adenosine from the brain. A 20-minute nap can perk you right up, according to them, because this coffee nap is more effective than just taking the caffeine. Because you take the caffeine, it blocks the adenosine receptors. You take a sleep, it uses up the adenosine, and then you should be good to go. It says it takes 20 minutes for caffeine to work its way into your bloodstream. So following a cup of coffee, take your power nap. It's going to reduce your adenosine levels as the caffeine kicks in. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, hold the phone. I have trouble sleeping. Why would I do that? I don't know. Give it a try. I mean, a lot of us have trouble sleeping. And we try to do everything. Tryptophan, melatonin, hot showers. Maybe we need to drink coffee. You know, it's interesting. I always wondered, you know, I'll go to a restaurant. Every now and then I'll go to a nice restaurant and they'll ask to give me coffee. I'm like, well, first, I don't drink coffee. Second, it's nighttime. Why would I drink coffee? A lot of people like coffee after dinner with their dessert. I don't really get that. I don't really understand much about coffee because I'm not a coffee drinker. But I'm wondering if that's the trick and it makes them sleep. They said scientists haven't actually observed the effects of a coffee nap on the brain, but the caffeine and a nap does maximize alertness. They've done studies at Loughborough University where people took their coffee naps and they had less errors in a driving situation. Then there was a study at Hiroshima University and found that participants who drank coffee, took a short nap, did better, performed better, and were staying alert more. So that's kind of weird. I don't like coffee. Problem is, I don't want to take a coffee nap. I'm tired. I like taking a nice 3-hour nap. You know, you just get cuddly. I can't just take a power nap for 20 minutes. I wish I could. My naps take up the whole day. Yeah, but then I'm up for most of the night. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Apparently there's going to be a strike on Thursday where America's fast food workers plan to protest across the country demanding higher wages. Workers who are receiving $15 hourly rates will go on strike in over 100 cities and conduct sit-ins. So even people making good money are going to be protesting also. They're demanding higher wages. Labor organizations plan to increase the pressure by staging civil disobedience, they say, according to UncoverCalifornia.com. They say the strike is the newest in a series of rising conflicts between fast food firms and their workers. Pressure is increasing on McDonald's, which is the largest fast food company. It's funny, I thought actually Subway had more stores than McDonald's. I thought you would think McDonald's would be the biggest. But remember there was a study and it looked at like Subway and Blimpies having a lot more stores worldwide. I don't know. Anyway, they're going to be protesting outside stores of California, Missouri, Wisconsin, New York, etc. This will be the 7th, I believe, since fast food workers in New York walked out on their jobs in November 2012. President Barack Obama has been urged to look into the matter for an increase in minimum wage. Apparently in July, over 1,300 workers collected in Chicago at a convention to coordinate their calls for higher wages. You know, this is one of those things where, you know, we know fast food workers have been paid lower than anybody else. And usually fast food franchises get away with the minimum wage. However, that's also how they give cheaper food. My concern is fast food is going to start becoming restaurants as they start to up the prices. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.